I told you, bro, you just gotta be smart with it, bro. Like, don't let people tell you what you can't do when you know in your heart, bro, that you can do it and you're worth more than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I tell everybody, bro, like, don't let nobody stop you from your dreams, bro. If you got something that you want to accomplish, you're gonna accomplish it 100%. Why? Because your heart's telling you to go there, bro. And if you gotta drop everybody in your way who's in your way, bro, that's the best decision you have ever made in your life, bro. Like, no cap.
Hey, it's Preston. We're back in the Inner Circle podcast. Joining me tonight is the one and only Mr. Wolf of Wall Street, young entrepreneur, young investor, Rogelio.
Bro, you did not have to go off like that, bro.
I had to. You know, because you always got to bring up the brothers.
Oh, my God. You know, welcome back, guys, to, like he said, another episode of The Inner Circle. And from the audio memo that you heard in the beginning, I got, like, a kind of a backstory to that. So I've mentioned this on the podcast before, how earlier this year I went to Seattle and I met up with this guy. And, you know, obviously that was the first night I met him. And essentially, you know, he was a young entrepreneur. He was doing all this, blah, blah, blah. And he told me that, you know, like how what he said in the audio, in the voice memo, how, you know, if you got to do what you got to do. And if that means drop everybody in your way, so be it. And, you know, I've obviously 6 months into this. I mean, 6 months later from when I went to Seattle, I'm right here. And I feel like that's like a drastic change. Especially even for me and even for everybody else. So, I mean, just to like get into it, Preston, again, thank you for introing. And, you know, what would your insight be on, you know, what that guy said, you know, what would you agree with what he said?
I would say overall, it's a pretty good, like, general piece of advice to live by, you know, with kind of dropping people who don't support you, because a lot of people don't understand that not everybody was meant to be in your life forever. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And not every gift and, you know, part of your life is meant to last forever. You know, your life goes in, you know, phases.
Yeah.
And I tell people this often. It's, I can't remember if I came with a quote on my own or if I heard it somewhere. So if it's a quote that you heard somewhere, then, you know, feel free to drop it in the comments or something like that.
Yeah.
But it's a quote that I say often, in which I say, if you're done with the chapter, then stop writing.
Hmm.
And what that means is, obviously, if you're done with that chapter in your life, then stop dragging it out farther than it has to be. And a lot of people, they understand the quote. The problem is they don't apply it.
They don't, yeah, that's the thing.
So they get what it means. They're not stupid. They understand what the word means. But they don't tend to apply it very often.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that gets them hung up. You know, either they're hung up on an ex or, you know, they're regretting their decision for, you know, starting this or that business. Or, you know, they're regretting their, you know, involvement with this or that group of people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you finish the chapter, stop writing.
Yeah.
You know, stop dragging things out more than they need to be. Because ultimately, when you keep carrying all that weight from the past.
Oh, yeah. It's just like a big kind of like a stress ball just on your shoulders, just unnecessary weight.
When you carry all that weight from the past, you literally move too slow to go to the future, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why they call it emotional baggage.
Mm-hmm.
Because you keep, you know, handling it, carrying it around, trying to pass it to new people, trying to, you know, keep it on yourself and stuff like that. And, you know, after a certain amount of time, it just weighs you down because you can only carry so much.
Yeah.
Even if you're super strong, super, you know, emotionally resilient, tough, blah, 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 you can be whatever you want. But you do have a limit too, you know, and a lot of people kind of just skip over that because they're so just comfortable and lifestyle they're in.
Yeah.
It's just, it may not be good,
right,
but it's familiar.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, like I was saying, well, there was this one, because I was listening to another podcast similar to this one, and what one guy said is that, you know, fear and comfort are one of the most, like, overpowering things someone could have. Because, in a sense, you know, like you said, that load and that, you know, being comfortable in wherever you're at wouldn't, like, you being comfortable, you don't want to move from there because it's cozy, right? That goes with jobs and, you know, even school or even, you know, style in a sense. You know, you've been dressing up all bummy with sweats and a hoodie and a t-shirt for most of your life, that you don't want to really wear jeans or dress up or really experiment with other things, you know? That's kind of the correlation, yeah, I got from that, but I get it.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a good takeaway, because that overall, you know, I like how you applied it to multiple things, you know, not just, like, you know, emotionally, but you explained it in a way that connects a lot of aspects of life that people generally don't think are connected.
Yeah.
But they actually are.
Oh, definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
Like the way you dress, the way you look, the way you take care of yourself or don't take care of yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like the way you act, how you make presentations and, you know, first impressions and stuff like that.
Right.
A lot of people try and, you know, separate that,
mm-hmm,
because, you know, obviously, okay, maybe not everybody has the same style. Maybe not everybody,
yeah,
likes to flex.
Yeah,
hard,
yeah, yeah. Everybody's got their own niche. So it's like,
yeah, that's a more, you know, like personal preference type of thing. But generally, overall, just being clean and, you know, like just keeping your space more in order. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect. Everything, it doesn't have to, like, literally everything be like, you know, have its own compartment.
Yeah.
But, you know, it tends to say a lot about the person's, you know, current state of mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's why, with myself at least, I noticed that there was a connection between how well I was doing mentally and how clean my room was, right?
Right.
So I was just like really kind of like just burned out of everything. And I've been taking these last few days, yesterday and today, to just like hammer out as much shit as I can. You know, did an upload today, like full way through, you know, like launched my own solo podcast, check that.
Yeah.
Like,
which, you know, is really good. Shit. Yeah. Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, got a training session booked for tomorrow at 10 a.m. with, like one of the more higher earners in this business I'm in, something like that. And, you know, like overall, even though I'm like not like working or like being productive in the traditional sense, I actually got a ton of stuff done.
Yes. And
that was in the first 5 hours of the day. I did that from 6:45 is when I woke up, but I didn't actually start doing stuff until a little bit later. So realistically, I got that all done in less than 5 hours.
Yeah. And you're saying this was in the morning, right? You woke up at 6:45. And what time do you have your alarm?
8 typically.
8. That's almost 2 hours, bro. 2 hours 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's like an hour 45.
That's like a drastic jump, even for you. You like waking up in a, like, that's hard in of itself.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that you woke up earlier. You didn't have an alarm, and you know you woke up earlier and you got shit done. Probably before everybody. Probably you got more things done than what somebody would do in like 3 hours. You did it and you knocked out pretty much everything in like 5. Pretty much essentially your whole morning. And by 9, like by 9 to 10 a.m., you felt kind of done, right? Like you were just chilling for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got so much stuff done in the morning that by 9 to 10, maybe not even going close to lunch, you feel done for the day. Which, in a sense, you are, because you got so many stuff. You got so much shit done.
Yeah, you know, I was like, my channel was like, I didn't upload that until a little bit later because I was, you know, like editing and stuff like that. So it's like, not all that stuff, but like the podcast aesthetic was taken care of. I set up my meeting for tomorrow. I had you know, like reorganize some shit. I was like working some stuff on my business and like, you know, like the website type of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I was just working on like getting like audio clips and other stuff like that. You know, for my channel and stuff like that. And, you know, checking out some jobs and stuff like that, like reading through like a contract, the privacy policy on a contract and stuff like that.
Just, well, stuff that is, you know, productive for you in the sense.
Yeah.
Like,
because that's the thing is, sorry to cut you off, but
no, you're good.
That's the thing is, most people confused productivity for profit.
Yeah, like you don't always have to return the money. If yes. Thank you. Oh my god, yeah, that's the thing, because people, and by people I mean, you know, the older generation, you know, being productive back in the day was going to work and coming home with bread, and that's that wad of cash is your proof of being productive. But nowadays, you know, back in the day, in order to get the highest paying job, you had to go to college, and with that degree, that was your key back in the day to get into the job or profession you wanted. Now, it's different. Like, what was that one? It was like you needed like a PhD, or what was it? It was like you needed like, you needed to be like graduate from like Harvard, a bachelor's degree for what was it?
It was 15.75 an hour.
And the requirement was that you needed a bachelor's degree.
Yep, I remember.
That is stupid. That is stupid, retarded. That is insane.
Exactly.
But the point I was trying to get to, sorry for interrupting.
It's all good.
It's like nowadays, you know, being productive is like little W's, right? You don't, like, for me, you know, I'm in the market, I don't always have to be making money. That's not the reality. I lose money more than I make it, and that's just the reality that I'm in that line of work I'm in. And, you know, that's not the only way I make my income. I have other stuff going on behind the scenes, but the main thing I throw out there into the world is that I'm an investor. And that I'm in that market and I am active in it, but that is my kind of, what I want you guys to believe is my main source of income and what I'm doing now. But I have more stuff in the back. I have more stuff going on in the background. But the point that I'm trying to get at is that, you know, being productive now is, you know, waking up, doing your bed as perfectly as you can, by the way, because that's what they do in the Marines. Like, you get up and you have like 60 seconds to do your bed, but it you can't just like tend it and, you know, it's all messy and wrinkly. Like, you have to do that shit perfectly, and after a while you do that over and over, that becomes like a month, and then it becomes 5 months, it becomes a year, and you slowly get more discipline, and then that affects every aspect of your life after the fact. But, you know, after you do your bed, you read for a little bit, and then you do stuff that is good for you, whether you're a gamer or something, and you want to, you know, you've always wanted to build that mansion, at least start it, and, you know, at least you're having fun and you're doing something. But like, as long as you work towards that goal, whatever it is, you're gonna feel good.
And, you know, that's what a lot of people don't understand, especially, you know, our parents and their generation and stuff like that, is that, you know, they always like to say, oh, well, Rome wasn't built in a day, when they're taking long. But when they're trying to push you to hurry up and be like making, you know, 4 or 5 figures a week, all of a sudden Rome was built in a day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When they're lagging on something that's very easy and they could do super quick, oh, patience, you know, a craftsman never forces anything. Oh, you know, like, you must be patient. You know, you need to take your time and do it right the first time and not get it wrong. You know, you got to put time and effort into it. And, you know, you can't rush everything. And then you're like, oh, okay, I'm trying to build this stuff up, and, you know, I don't have a ton of money, so all my money is going to be towards building my business up. And they're like,
right.
Why don't you just work two jobs? Because if I work two jobs, then I won't have enough time to build this business, which will get me out of here for sure. Well, that's not my problem.
What?
Damn. Like, yeah, you're right. But, like, you know, you're going to try and, like, be a roadblock, you know? If you're not gonna lift me up, at least don't drag me down with you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely.
And that's, you know, that's what a lot of people, especially our parents and their generation, like their you know, like age group, don't understand. They think that, you know, it's not enough that, you know, they should be successful. There's this quote, it was from, I saw it on a screenshot on Instagram. It was from a high school, what do you call it?
Graduate?
It's a photo book. Yeah, the graduation.
In the yearbook. Yearbook.
Yeah, my bad. We didn't get a graduation book because our shit was canceled.
Oh, that's right. We never got one.
Yeah, but anyway, the yearbook. And it was this quote from one kid that says, it's not enough that I should succeed, but others should also fail.
Mm.
And I was like, well, if that doesn't describe, you know, society's standards nowadays, then I really don't know what does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what a lot of parents in general get hung up on, because they want you to have, you know, they want you to already be at the finish line of life when you just started, you know?
Exactly. That's
it. If this mentality of, well, if you're not first place, then you're last. And I'm like, oh, yeah, one, two, skip a few thousand places and you're last, you know? Like,
yeah, that's the thing.
Okay, first off, that's not how any competition works. There's not only first and everybody else loses.
That's
first, second, third. Sometimes it even goes up to fifth place for trophies, depending on like how big the pool of contestants is.
Right.
And second off, you know, you can't pretend like just because you're not Jeff Bezos or you're not Elon Musk, then you're some loser bum who's not doing anything. You know?
Yeah.
It's like who was Tony Robbins before he was Tony Robbins?
It was a bum.
Who was Elon Musk before he was Elon Musk?
He was a loser.
Was Jeff Bezos before he was Jeff Bezos?
He was a dumbass with an idea.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, so they spent decades building this up, but you're mad because it's taken me a few months to reach, like, some significant milestones, you know?
To where that you might like it, or that you're barely starting to accept it. Yeah, no, hell yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
And that's the main thing that I find hilarious is, you know, that double standard, because it's like you're so blinded by your own impatience that you're, you know, they're basically conditioned to only see the success stories. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because all the people are popping up now, you know, after decades of building it up.
Oh yeah, now everybody's like, oh, you know, yeah. I knew you can do it, or I always, you know, good for you, you know, I was there for you in the beginning, or always something like that, yeah.
Trying to act like your day ones when they never supported you, like, ever, you know, they never started supporting you until you already were famous, you know?
Yeah, not even that, just people come back on the way up, you know?
Yeah. And I remember there was this one quote by Giroux in the song, what was it called? It was Really Got It. And he said, I had to leave so I could bring it back. You know? And that sort of connects into the point with, you know, your friend from Seattle telling you, you know, that you have to, you know, kind of cut some people off, anybody who doesn't support you.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just got to leave and be on your own to really become who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I know I love using quotes, that's why I'm saying a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, pause me if it gets annoying, but even in my status right now, there's this quote that says, in order to become who you truly want to be, in order to have what you truly want, you must first be who you really are.
Hmm. You know? Yeah.
My bad. He didn't say truly. He said really.
Yeah.
You really want. You must be who you really are. And it's from Tim S. Grover in this book, Relentless. If guys read this book,
I'm
on chapter 2 right now. It's seriously good. So buy it. It's like 15 something on Amazon.
What's it called?
Hard copy. Relentless by Tim S. Grover.
Y'all heard him. Check Amazon and put it in your checkout. Yeah. Y'all heard him.
You hear that? That's hardcover. It's like $15.73 or something like that. It's like stupidly cheap.
That's like That's like four coffees at Starbucks, dude, and a breakfast sandwich. You're never gonna see the coffee again or the breakfast sandwich. But if you invest that into a book, read it. That's knowledge that'll help you.
I'm only on chapter 2.
Yeah,
like I'm a few pages into chapter 2 because I started reading it yesterday. I didn't read it just yet today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to later though. But I'm only on the first few pages of chapter 2, and I promise you, this shit has done way more for me than any book that you're going to read in school, any of the fiction books you're going to read in school.
Wow.
Most of the history books that have been, like, altered to death, so they're not even really history. It's just kind of, like, whatever you feel like.
Yeah, whatever you feel like taking it.
Yeah, whatever you feel like history is to you, that's what it means, you know? Like, if you guys, like, please skip out on some boba or some Starbucks or whatever, like, milk tea, you know, boba tea. Skip out on a couple of those. Please buy this. If you don't get anything out of it at your current situation, keep it around, because if you really have some ambitions, this will help you. I'm only on the first few pages of chapter 2. I said that a few times already. I'm going to reiterate it because I'm barely into this book, and this is already super helpful. You know, Relentless by Tim S. Grover, like, seriously, is a really good book recommendation. One of my uplines in the business I'm in recommended this to me, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to start listening to you more often.
Yeah.
This shit's fire.
Yeah.
It's like, that was a really good recommendation. Again, I don't really like to read a ton.
Oh, yeah, you know? That was me like three, four months ago, not even. You know, the only books I had was the things I was interested in back in the day, which was, you know, astrophysics. I don't know if you knew, but I was really into the space scene probably 5 months ago. And up until recently, you know, I got into the market, blah, blah, blah. I bought my books, read them, and I'm going to build up a collection, like a big-ass collection.
Yeah. Like, seriously, I am really not a reader. I only read when I absolutely have to. And, you know, I picked up this book because the recommendation, I was like, oh, you know, it's probably good. It might take me a while to get through. I don't think it's going to take me really that long to get through. Because if I'm reading over a chapter a day and there's, like, I don't know, only, like, how many chapters. I don't know off the top of my head, but, you know, it's about an average-sized book. It's not, like, crazy thing
or anything like that. Yeah.
But I really don't think this is going to take me that long. Like, maybe a week and a half.
What would be one of the main things, like, up until right now you're in chapter 2, right? So what would be like one of the number one things that stuck with you, like, up until right now reading Relentless?
Well, the first chapter is called Don't Think, which instantly gets you hooked because it's like, okay, that's a weird request, but
yeah.
Sure. But one of the things is this, basically what the point of the chapter of Don't Think is if you already know what you're going to do, why you're going to do it, and how you're going to do it, then just stop thinking about it. Then just do it. Just act on it. And don't keep waiting around. Don't let other people talk you out of it.
Yeah.
Don't let other people discourage you, because you already have the skills.
Yeah.
You already, you know, have all that stuff set together, so there's
so literally no point. So what's stopping you from, yeah.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that, you know, has kind of, you know, got me, like, really in the mood to be productive today. You know, like, I was like, dude, are you kidding me? You've been making videos. Well, first off, not a lot of people know, but I've been on YouTube for 10 years. I started recording when I was 9. Yeah, I just got off really early in recording. So I got all the cringy stuff out of the way before YouTube was a big platform.
Yeah.
You know, when PewDiePie had, like, a couple million subscribers, like, when he had, like, $2 million, I think.
Yeah.
And that was a big deal. You know, I think it was like $1.5 to $2 million or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I started recording, back when I was 9.
Yeah.
That was a decade ago.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, you've done stop motion, which is like, you know, like,
oh, no way, that's sick. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you've done stop motion for a while. That was your channel for a significant amount of time. You did gaming twice.
Yeah.
You did, like, political commentary. You did YouTube and social media commentary.
Yeah, yeah.
You did, like, tutorials. You did vlogs. You did, like, rants and rambles and stuff like that. You tried streaming for a little while on Twitch and, like, on YouTube, too, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, you did, what else did I do? I did, like, live-action videos. I used to
Have
this little app, basically.
Oh, and like the one with the effects? Yeah.
Yeah, no, the effects, too. But it was this other app. It was a super small app. Like, not a lot, not anybody knew about that. And it was, like, this just infrared thing. And it turns your camera infrared. And, you know, my shitty old Samsung tablet that was, like, super slow and laggy and barely had any storage.
Yeah.
I used that and... basically I had like recorded and just walked around and done the like trying to do the predator noises.
Yeah.
So I tried to do like,
live
action short films too.
Yeah.
I tried to do like live action stuff. So I did stop motion, then I tried to do live action. Then I was like, I'm bad at both of these. I'll do vlogging. And then I was bad at vlogging. It's like, okay, you gotta find your talent soon.
But so you were doing like one of everything. In a sense,
I was like, oh.
So you started like at a young age.
Yeah. I started really young, which is just why I'm so ahead. You know, like other people, are like how you do that. One of my friends, Hikashi, he's a ASMR voice actor too. He's like, dude, your videos are just like hitting out of the park. He's got like 10,000 subscribers now, I think. He's like, dude, your videos are hitting them like out of the park. He's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And this is when I had 800 subscribers. I'm at like 950 something right now.
Yeah.
I think I was like 700 to 800.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, like, what are you doing? He's like, how are your videos so good? He's like, I have way more reach than you. I've been doing this longer than you. I've been, you know, he's like, I've been recording, consistently uploading, streaming every week and stuff like that. He's like, I do Twitch on YouTube. He's like, you know, like weekly videos, updates, everything. He's like, you know, I'm putting them in the description. I'm, you know, using the things, the correct search terms. Like, what are you doing? And I'm like, where do you advertise? And he's like, what do you mean? And I was like, okay, that answers
my question. That's the problem. Yeah.
I was like, he's like, you mean like in my server? I'm like, okay, that's one place. Yeah. But where else do you advertise? He's like, where? He's like, you mean pay for ads? I'm like, no, I don't pay anything for ads. And then you've seen my like video like views. Uh-huh. I got like 13,000, 10,000, 4,000, 6,000,
mm-hmm.
like just hitting them out of the park with numbers right. I shouldn't be getting.
Right.
You know, if you're going by my channel size, not only should I not have grown that fast, but I shouldn't be getting this amount of views. And he's like, how you do this? I've been on here longer than you. I'm like, bro, first off, I'm a little bit older than him. I'm like, first off, I'm older than you by a little bit. And second off, I've been doing this for 10 years. I'm like, you just didn't see all my other dead channels that kept dying over and over.
Yeah.
Again, you know, my main channel, which I converted to the Dots Thoughts podcast, I've had that for years. That went through a lot of
phases. Really? So you've had a podcast since just like sitting 13. Like, wow.
Oh, no, not the podcast.
Oh, well, with that channel.
Yeah, it's just the channel. I rebranded it quite a few times. It was just Dotronix. It was Dotronix up until
like recently.
I changed the name today. Yeah. I changed the aesthetic and shit today. It was just Dotronix. Like Dotronix, the channel, me as Dotronix, has been around for like a long time, dude. I've had that channel since I was like 11 or something, and it was named Dotronix when I was like 12, I think, or 13.
Wow.
So I've stuck with that name for a super long time, but I just made it marketable, you know?
Yeah.
And that's how you get your success, guys. The secret to success is marketing, okay? You know, it's like, well, they just got lucky, blah, blah, blah. No, I didn't get lucky 10 years later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just all of a sudden.
I didn't get lucky suddenly after 10 years because I uploaded my first video I uploaded was meant as a joke, you know, but I decided that I'd go all in. Seriously.
Yeah.
It was meant as a joke. It was an inside joke between me and my boy Jay. He's the one who got me on it. He's like, dude, you should like become an ASMR voice actor. And I was like, oh, I was like, yeah, that'd be funny. He's like, yeah, dude, you know, you have like a really soothing voice. I'm like, you know, it'd be funny if I actually uploaded a video and it's just a regular video, right? Like for like 9 minutes. And then right at the end, I just scream into the mic. Like I was loud. I turned the gain all the way up, the recording volume all the way up, do this shit. And I'm like, and I just blow out the mic. I just, you know, get it ready. And I just turn all the settings up. I pause it for a second, stop, pause the recording, and then just like turn all the way up and then just blast it and piss so many people off. I'm like, you know how fucking funny that would be? And what's funny is my first video actually has auditory problems where it's ringing.
Yeah.
People thought between you and I, that's on purpose. That wasn't between you and I.
Yeah.
That was on accident. To them, they think it's on purpose because they think it's a part of the whole like yandere thing where it's like you're getting woozy and it's like,
oh, you're making an ear-piercing voice. It kind of added to it. Yeah.
Yeah, people are like, oh my goodness.
This
like,
guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, the end sounds creepy. That was great. Like, what the? How did you do that? And they're like, it just keeps beeping in and out. And then it transitions to like just a straight, like consistent hum. You know, it's beeping. Like, how do you, like, whoa, that's creepy. I never heard that one before. I'm like, that was intentional. And then when I tell my friends, I'm like, that wasn't intentional. I've been rocking with the same headset. For 6 years.
Oh, okay. So it kind of has the same kind of ringing, right?
Yeah. No. It just got so beat up over time. only my first like three more recent videos am I recording with this Blue Yeti.
Blue Yeti, yeah.
But the other ones were just the shitty $35 like Call of Duty headset with a built-in mic with red LEDs on the side from, what was that, 2013, I think, is when I got it. Or 2014 or something like that. It's like when the Xbox One was still pretty
good. Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Master Chief Collection bundle.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
So I'm telling, and this laptop I'm on, I've had it, again, since 2013. This shit is beat to hell. Like, it's pretty slow, but it gets the job done, you know?
Yeah.
I'm gonna eventually upgrade my laptop to, like, a PC or something like that when I get more space.
And yeah, definitely, right.
And, like, I'm going to upgrade it when I get some more, like, money going in and check that. And I have, you know, some money to spend without, you know, having to worry about it. But, you know, that's what it is. And I'm telling you guys, it's not a story. Yeah, it's funny. It's a funny story. But the story behind that is I'm using the same shit from 6 years ago because I updated my marketing. I updated my profile and shit like that. I kept trying new things. I'm using the same rinky dink ass shit from 6 years ago.
Right
now that I had, you know, enough money to upgrade my mic, I actually got it as a Christmas gift, mm-hmm. you know, which I didn't pay for it. And then I upgraded my headphones to some Beats Solo Pros and shit like that.
Yeah.
And that's because I broke my phone. Like, it was smashed to hell.
Drops it once, battery pops out.
Yeah, I remember when my phone was like cracked to fucking
hell? Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, fuck, I gotta replace my phone because I'm at work all day. I can't just ignore everybody and rely on my coworker to make all my calls for me.
You're just swiping your phone with your thumb. Your thumb's just like bleeding.
Yeah.
You put your phone up to your ear to answer. Bro. Yeah.
I put my phone up to my ear. I went deaf because them glass shards, bro. It looked like you got some bullet holes in there, fool. Like,
you know, the point is,
I was forced into buying a new phone, so I upgraded all my most of my equipment from there.
Yeah.
Essential parts, you know, because the laptop works. So I don't need to upgrade it, but the microphone was just getting way too ear piercing, and the headset was like way off. It sounds pretty decent, but like it just wasn't keeping up anymore, you know? It's like, okay, you have to finally change your equipment.
After
6 years, dude. Like,
yeah.
Six, 7 years or something like that.
Uh-huh. And that's kind of, you know what, that reminds me of like how people are like comfortable where they're at in their jobs, that they don't want to take the risk to make a business or move to another job that pays better or move to a job that they hate, but it pays better. And, you know, they're like, eh, you know what, Making a business is hard. Starting a business is hard, and it costs too much. I think I'm just gonna stay here at this job, and not go anywhere. And then once they start to be in debt and they start, you know, being a little bit, you know, broke, that's when they start to like, oh shit, this isn't stable. I gotta get out of here. And then that's when they finally leave, and they either A, be in a better position where they were before, or B, they just stay in the middle and not, they don't know the next step.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's what I'm telling you guys. Like, you just, sometimes you just gotta do it, bro. Like, sometimes just doing it is that simple, you know? And this is not a sponsor for Nike, as much as I would like it to be. But, you know, sometimes your outdated shit is good enough. You just gotta have the skill.
Just do it.
Yeah, you just sometimes you just gotta have, yeah, sometimes you just gotta have the skill to carry you. Because skill will carry you a lot more than equipment, you know?
Yeah, exactly, man. That's, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a lot of people, you know, they don't get that because they think, oh, you know, I need a better this.
They don't
get
it.
First.
And they don't have the discipline or balls to even think about doing that thing. You know, it's like you want to do this. You're not sure how to do it, but at least start and then learn along the way. That's why networking and, you know, like yesterday or what was it? Was it yesterday? No, it was 2 days ago when Benjamin came over. My post on IG, guys, you know, with me and Preston up front and center. That was 2 days ago. And I met the Asian guy sitting next to Gabriel. And then next to him was Preston, and I was on the couch with Preston. And that guy, I haven't met him before that day. And, you know, it's just good. And we hit it off like it was nothing. You know, we just clicked, right? And then Preston, did you know Benji beforehand?
I had seen him before. I didn't know him.
Oh, okay. So you just clicked with him too then?
Yeah.
And then late, I mean, it was cool. You know, we went out. We got some. We ate out. We came back to the house. It was chill. We played that one song that you like, pressing the freaking it called? Yeah. Yeah, so it was a good time with that guy, and you know
we were just out there like, we're just out there like.
Yeah, it was that one. Yeah, it was. Yeah. He was asking like questions like, "Oh, what do you want to do in this life? You know, what do you think you're destined for? What do you want out of where you want to be and stuff like that? You know, it was." It's like I want to have more conversations like that. Like conversations that will benefit me. Like, actually. Not like, oh, did you see the new football? Like, did you see football last night? Or, you know, hey, my girl is kind of, you know, she's being a bitch right now. She's not giving me whatever, blah, blah. I'm like, dog, like, what is that? Okay, but, like, what does that have to do with me? You know? And, you know, just, like, shit like that, man. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're not liking that person or if you're blocked, if you're being blocked by whoever, I don't care who it is, drop him and, like, just move on.
Yeah. And, you know, like, back on to that point is it is good to drop people, but sometimes, all right, you have to have a lot of discernment when you do this so you don't keep around people who aren't doing, you know, anything good for you and who are weighing you down. But sometimes you do need a number two who they only really want to play number two. You know, they don't want to go out and make it, you know, big like you do and shit like that. So sometimes you do, you know, want to keep around that number two.
By number two, what do you mean? Like, I'm,
you know, like your support.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's like your right hand man and shit like that. They're not
really like on that mindset game, but they're still a brother in the sense, right? That you've been long for so. Okay, got you. I got you. Okay, so don't drop everybody. Just drop everybody.
Yeah, well, don't drop literally everybody. Like, you know, like you don't have to literally cut out every single person in your entire life that isn't like directly benefiting you. But I'm like, you know, obviously you can keep around some friends, some good family and shit like that, some good friends, you know, you're like, you know, you're people you're cool with, right? But if you want to finance, like invest time that you would be investing in finances in somebody, then either make sure, you know, they're a leader like you are, right? They're a number one like you are, or make sure that they're like a really good support. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a really good number two.
Right.
And, you know, you typically you want to go for the people who want to be your number two.
Oh, yeah, you know, definitely.
They're not really going to do the heavy lifting, but they'll pick up a little bit of the slack when you're starting to, you know, slip or stumble. And, you know, they'll help keep you balanced, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that is something important that you need to keep in mind. Like, don't literally cut everybody who's not, like, full-on, you know, leader all the way.
Yeah.
But just be really careful with who you pick your number two as.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Number two.
Pretty easy to mistake number twos for, like, people who just don't care or people who just don't
have
drive,
that's a thing.
Don't really want to do anything, but just kind of want to ride your wave.
Yeah.
You know, so just keep that in mind. Just be like.
Yeah, we got to kind of test the waters with things. And, like, with number twos, you know, they could be either, like, guys or girls. And if you want to take it to the next level with them, like, you know, kind of build the relationship with them, you got to kind of be careful who you pick. Because, I mean, once you're in a relationship, man, that totally just shifts your brain into, like, okay, do I put, like, 70-30 to my girl? No, do I put 30% of my attention to my girl, or do I put 70% of my attention to my girl and the rest to whatever I want to do? And it's just, you know, management that you got to do with yourself. But, I mean, with relationships, man, you know, like, with men, I mean, men aren't men, bro.
Yeah.
Like, men aren't men. We legit have... Like, I'm going into like relationships now. Yeah. we have two different heads, bro, and you know one of them doesn't have morals. Yeah, but it's like real shit, you know. Like,
yeah.
Once you're like a bull, you know, all you see is red, and you don't your morals are just thrown out the window, and you just don't know what to do. Like, I don't know. Relationships to me, man, it's just kind of like untouched territory, you know, like the dark side that Mufasa showed Simba, like to not go there. That's relationships, yeah, to me.
Yeah, the one thing I would say for that is if you're gonna get in a relationship, get you a girl who wants to support you.
Oh, like, yeah, definitely. Date a CEO, bro.
No pushing. Yeah. Like, date a COO, you know what I'm saying? Like, date a girl who will, like, be right there when you fall and to pick you up. Like, you know, they may not necessarily be the one who's leading it, because obviously, you know, like, for guys like us, you know, we're, like, naturally, you know, more leaders and shit like that. But they will, like, get you a one that will, like, definitely wants and needs to see you make it. You know, because they love you that
much.
They need to see you succeed.
Not more, yeah, or less, you know, need to, but they would like to, and they, I'm pretty sure since you're with them, they would like to bring you up on the way.
Yeah, when I say need, I'm talking more about a mindset, you know? Like, they really do not want to see you fail.
Oh, okay, I get you.
They don't want to see you getting smacked.
Yeah.
They don't want to see you getting smoked by competition. Like, mm-hmm. They will do everything and anything at all to support you, to, you know, help you get to the next level, as long as, you know, you can carry the burden of being the leader. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, get you a girl like that. Get a girl who like, mentally needs to see you win, so that she, like, is not going to be overly critical, but will definitely push you to upload. You know what I'm saying? If you're uploading like me, push you to upload. If you're doing,
or like, shoot you ideas, or, you know, just fill you with knowledge, or, you know, fill me in on this book, or something like that. But like,
do something collaborative rather than competitive. That's why I say don't date a CEO if you want to be a CEO, because you want to collaborate with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you just want to be off the dome with each other 24/7, and it just works because you guys are as hungry as, because she's as hungry as you, and you're as hungry as her, and she's chasing her dreams too. And you guys are equally as hungry as each other. Therefore, you help each other up at the same time.
Yeah, that's why I say, you know, date like a COO, because you're definitely going to need that support. you are going to need the backup eventually.
And then to her, she'd be the CEO, and I would be her COO, and I would be lifting her up, and, you know, at the same time, it's vice versa.
Yeah, so, like, you know, like, get you someone who mentally needs to see you win. You know, they will do anything to get you that W. You know, to help get you that W. They're not going to do it for you, but they will do their fucking best
to help you out.
You are not going to fail because they didn't try. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, facts, yeah.
That's not going to be the reason you fail. You know, it'll be some, maybe it's like circumstances, maybe it's just, you know, you kind of sniped the time wrong, but it's not going to be because they didn't try. You know what I'm saying? Like,
every L is a lesson, bro.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why people say L's are losses. I'm like, you know, you could spell learn and lesson with L too, right? That means both of them.
Yeah, bro. Merch coming soon, guys.
Exactly.
But I mean, you know, high school, bro. I mean, 4 years, dude. I mean, relationships to me. I dated once during high school, and that was in sophomore year. And after that, you know, I didn't want to be in the ballpark anymore. And, you know, we graduated. I was on my own for a little bit. I obviously had my boys, but, you know, I was just like, picture like a raft in the middle of the ocean. I was the only one in that raft. This big ass freaking ocean. And I'm just the only one there that I know where I'm at, but I don't know where the fuck to do. Or I don't know what the fuck to do or where the hell to go or who to go to get to the next level. I had to like figure that out my own, and then we went to Seattle, and then you know the rest of the story how it went down. Now I'm at where I'm at right now. That's essentially my timeline. But for you, I mean, what was your, you know, relationship life like in high school? I know it was kind of like tipsy towards like sophomore, junior, senior year, but I mean, how would you compare what you learned through your L's with relationship wise and compare it to right now that you're single?
What I would say is that, like, okay, so freshman year, it was just a relationship just for the love. I didn't really, you know or really care if I knew what I was doing, because it's like, oh, first love, blah, 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 first relationship, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. But, you know, like, it was pretty, because I remember, I think I told you the whole story, at least most of it, didn't I?
I think so. Yeah. It was, we went to, what was it? It was, we went to downtown. We ate, it was where we got steaks. You told me about it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Then I did. Wasn't that at OJ's, right?
Yeah, OJ's, yeah.
Yeah. OJ, not Simpson, though. Anyway, talking about relationships.
OJ, not Simpson.
Yeah, exactly. that's a way to end a relationship. But, yeah, so, you know, like, in that situation, it was very strenuous towards the end. And what I learned from that is to not just let anybody, you know,
walk over you, or what?
Exclusivity to you.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily walk over me.
Or not let anybody, like, oh, I call dibs and you're dibs and you're mine.
Yeah, to not just let anybody have you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because not everybody is out for your own good. You know, not everybody's out for your best interest in mind.
Yeah.
Clearly, because you know how that ended. That was a fucking wild story.
Yeah.
You know, but not everybody's there to help you. So you know, you can't naively believe that, oh, well, no, it's good because, you know, like, she really, you know, she really means it. You know, like, more than anybody.
She was there for you, and she really meaned it. I mean, that's why you guys got together in the first place. Like, bro, yeah, exactly. Like, no, that's that towards the end, you know, kind of got tipsy. And, you know, now that you're here right now telling me that, obviously that experience was like, you know, a no-go.
Yeah. So it's, you know, not just let anybody, you know, get with you. And that's what I kind of learned from that one. And my second relationship, I learned not to date fucking, you know, career woman, you know what I'm saying? Like a woman who's like really all about like, you know, her career and shit like that and won't put supporting you first, you know what I'm saying? Because
yeah,
really, if you're trying to build careers, you can only build one at a time.
So, right. And you, and you know, if you're with someone that's not as, you know, let's say you date artists, and you know, it would be kind of in the same ballpark if you were kind of interested in art as well, and then you would learn off of her, and coincidentally you would teach her some stuff, and that would go both ways. But I mean, that's a relationship, you know, for real, that both ways is really where it's at. Because it's a relationship, not just like, oh, I like you, you like me, you're pretty hot, and, you know, you think I'm hot too, so, you know, let's smash. That's essentially what dating is now, you know? Like, yeah, the guy's always got to have money, and the girl doesn't have to do shit. And it's just, I don't know, man. This is why I don't really get into this, because, you know, I'd rather get out of a wraith and then date people, you know?
Yeah. You know, like, and that's the thing, is the market of dating is, like, so hard to kind of break into nowadays, because unless you're just, like, fresh out of high school, like we are, we're not, like, literally fresh, but, you know, we're still pretty early.
Yeah.
Dude, we're 19, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That long.
Right.
Unless you're, like, right out of there, if you are at all past that, then you're just automatically expected to be rich or you're useless.
Oh my God, yes, facts. That is so facts.
It's like either
the social
billionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah, either you're a billionaire and I'll date you because you're a billionaire, but you can't date me because of my looks because that's shallow, but I can date you because of your money because that's not shallow for whatever reason. But I want you to spoil me even though it's not shallow, which doesn't make sense, because if it wasn't, why would you want to be spoiled if you're not after the money?
Mm.
You know, kind of funny how that works out, how, you know, a lot of women just skip right over that fact, you know, you know, never got answers for that one.
Yeah.
Which I find is funny. Oh, well, you know, all of you tend to talk a lot until I ask that question. All of a sudden, it's just crickets, you know? You can fucking hear a mouse pissing on cotton after you ask that. You know? It's like, that's how quiet it gets. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, can we go out on a date?
Yeah. The expectations, dude, are freaking retarded. I mean, yeah, that's the thing, like how you were saying with the old generation, you know, you're either, your only proof of you being productive nowadays is you reaching into your pocket and taking out a wad of cash.
If you strive towards always being better, you'll pretty much never run out of that fuel.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? My trainer, Sagi Kalev, it's hella weird to spell name, but Sagi Kalev. Mm-hmm. That's my trainer I used to have.
Yeah.
But he would always tell me, he's like, you know what I do? I only compare the past me
right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. What he actually said, I misquoted it right there. He said, you know why? He's like, you know why I'm always number two? He's like, I'm always second place. He's like, you know why? And he's like, because there's always a better version of me that did a couple more reps. There's always a better version of me that worked out a little bit longer. There's always a pressure of a better version of me that lifted a couple pounds heavier.
Yeah, that's...
There's always a version of me that ate a little bit better.
Yeah.
And that's how you have that, you know, fair competition, but unlimited of it.
Competition, because it's you, bro. Like, in the future, it's you in another timeline that did double what you did right now. That's why he's more successful.
Yeah.
And that gives you someone to chase.
You don't even have to do timelines. You win this timeline. You know? Okay, Raheem Leo, yeah, you're good now. I mean, you got, we bought mics and checked that. We bought nice headsets after we could afford the money finally. Like, you know, like.
We're doing something right now. It's a little foundation.
We got shit right now, but what about multi-millionaire Preston and Raheem Leo in the future? What about him, you know, hopping out the Stingrays and, you know, the Lambos and shit like that? And, you know, like having the nice muscle cars and shit. Well, what about them? Well, what about Preston Raheem in the future who, you know, go to like Armani to get a suit instead of like me getting, you know, blazer jackets
or,
you know, two of them, not even H&M. I went to a fucking website and got like two of them for $40.
Yeah. This is the red one that you showed me.
The black one's actually really soft. It's nice. It's not super good, but it's for $20. It's
way better. The point is that there's always a better.
Yeah, you can always reach for more, and that's how you never run out of competition. If you compare yourself to how you used to be, that's how you always stay on your ass. And if you compare yourself to who you will be, because again, you gotta believe in it, man. You gotta have faith.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You gotta work towards it. You know what I'm saying?
That entire story that you said about, you know, you always gotta push one more step. You know, keep grinding, keep going. Like one more step. That reminded me of this story that I read. It was a tweet. And essentially it was this guy in the Marines, and he was, you know how there were Marines at Creek, right? They were like, you know, patrolling when they came to Creek and they were on campus.
Yeah.
Well, not Marines, but you know, people from, you know, yeah, a Marine. Yeah. There was this old guy. He was a veteran and he was old, and he was like, and there was a pull-up competition, and the old man challenged the Marine for a competition, and the Marine's like, dude, come on, like I can do way more push-ups than you. And then the Marine was like, he's like, okay, you know, that's good that you can do push, that's good that you can do pull-ups, you know, I challenge you. So the guy the Marine goes first, and he does hella, like a lot. And no. They start at the same time, and they're going at it. They're going at it. Blah blah. Marine passes like 100 because he can go. He's buff, and you know he could just
100 pull-ups. Holy shit!
He goes on.
Are you talking about push-ups or
pull-ups? No, pull-ups, dog. He goes. He hits 100, and he stops at 105. The old guy, he stopped at 110, 115. Just to like not embarrass him, because the old guy got down and then the Marine was like, dude, you're so jacked, like you're so like, you know, you like how'd you beat me? And then the old guy's like, he's like, oh, like it's not the fact that I beated you, it's like I could just do more pull-ups than you. And that it's this thing that, you know, oh, I'm tired, you know, blah blah blah, one more pull-up, and you know that's essentially what you said, and that just kind of reminded me of that story.
Yeah, I know, and you know that's exactly what it is. Basically, is that, you know, you always got to strive for that better you. You know what I'm saying? That's how you always have that, you know, progress, and that's how you stay consistent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because realistically, you're the only competition that matters.
Mm.
In your life, you're the only competition that matters, because guess who was born with you, guess who dies with you, and guess who's alone with your thoughts?
You.
They're all the same answer.
Yeah.
It's you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's like, you know, if you're born into this world poor, that is 100% not your fault. You can do something about that. But if you die poor, or if you die sad, that is 100%. You know, your fault.
Yeah. You know, it's not your fault for being in the situation most of the time.
It's your fault that you didn't do shit about it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's when it does become your fault. You know? know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people don't understand, you know what I mean? Like, they, they either get stuck in that grind set where it's like, well, if you're not 100% doing something all the time, then you're lazy and you're worthless. Or they get stuck in that mindset where they're like, well, I shouldn't really have to do anything because, well, if the market was better,
yeah,
if, you know, if dating was better, well, if the stock market was better, well, if these jobs paid better,
mm-hmm.
well, if, you know, and they always got a way out. You know what I'm saying? Always got a way out.
Yeah.
They will find, if they can't find a way out of like making it, to make an excuse, they'll make a way to make an excuse. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And that's what I want to leave you guys with today. I want you to act on something. All right. If you have a long-term goal, take one step every day. It doesn't have to be a huge one. If it is, take it.
Yeah.
Right? The sooner the better. But if it's just small ones that you can take it. And that's what I want you guys to do. I actively want you guys to do this. I want to leave you with this message. All right. Again, I'm going to say it again. Go buy Relentless by Tim S. Grover. Take that as your first step. Read 10, 15, page, 5 page every day. It doesn't matter. Read it. As long as it's not just one page, right? 5, 10, 15. Read for a half an hour.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Preston, you know, like the habits that you, like, obviously you woke up at 6:45 today, 6:30. And
past few days.
And how has that affected you in overall? You got shit done while people were sleeping, and that makes you feel good. So yeah. You like, okay, I got this W. Let me go get another one.
My parents were asleep, and I was already doing shit. Like, I was, you know, like kind of waking up for the first 10, 15, like not even 10, 15 minutes. Actually, it was like 5 minutes. The first 5 minutes of waking up, I was tired. And then I woke up, you know, after 5 minutes, and I was like, look, you cannot go back to your day job, bro.
Yeah, that's
like, you got to do something else, dude. Like, seriously, do it for yourself. Your future self, the person who you're always competing with all the fucking time, he will love you for it. You will show him up, and you'll prove him wrong.
Definitely.
You know, God, prove that unsuccessful wrong, unsuccessful side of you.
Guys, remember,
if you do this, I promise you.
Remember last episode how Preston was sounding? You know, he sounded all groggy, blah blah blah. Of the time of recording that session last episode, it was like 10:30, and after a long ass day of digging trenches and, you know, pouring concrete, lifting up the wheelbarrow, and, you know, pouring the shit, he still kept his word and he hopped on a session with me, and he still held on for 1:15. And he still made it and pumped something out. And so, you know, it was 2 days ago we were talking and he was telling me all this and things that's going on. And I didn't know it was that bad. And, you know, that night when I laid down, you know, I was like, God damn, like, I genuinely did not know that. I didn't know it was that bad for him. In the sense of, you know, it's not bad for him that I, you know, I envy the guy. It's just that I didn't know the situation, you know? And
families.
Yeah, and, you know, you just blow that shit out of the water, dude. Use that as motivation and just, you know, whatever's going on, just use it, you know, cock it back and just, you know. The rock could only go so far on a slingshot. You can only pull a slingshot so back, and at one point it's just gonna, all that pressure is just gonna release, and that rock's just gonna go flying by, like hella far, and that rock would be you, bro, and you're just gonna go like every inch, every centimeter that slingshot goes back. That's like another problem, or like another L, or, you know, so like a bump in the road, and you fix that shit, and all this pressure builds up until you release it, and you just freaking arc over everything, and you land where you want to be. Exactly. And through that arc, it takes, you know, habits, the, you know, consistency, and, you know, discipline. And I think, I think that's one of the main reasons why people don't want to do what they want to do. Is they don't have the drive nor motivation, nor they want to do it. It's just that they're so comfortable at this 9-to-5, or they're comfortable at where they're at right now. They think it's too risky, and they stay there, and they want to do it, but they don't because it's too comfortable. They like the pay. It's consistent. Why change anything? And they stay like that over and over and over and over until they're 50, they retire, and then they have to pay off their student debt from college, which is barely like $100,000, maybe $200,000. They're left with maybe $400,000. They have to budget that until they're old and their freaking femur is hanging out, and then they enjoy the fruits of their labor, and then they die. Mm-hmm. And that's the majority of the population, dude.
Exactly.
The 99.9%.
Yeah. My trainer used to say that shit all the time, where he's like, every time you're working out, every time you're doing a rep, act like your problems are the weights, right? They're going down with you. They're going real close to you. And act like they're trying to pull you down, you know? Squeeze your muscles, act like they're trying to hold you back. But then when you're pushing up, when you're pushing the weight up, you're pressing it upwards, pretend that all your goals are right in front of you. And all you got to do every time is just make it on the way up. You just got to reach for the goal. You just got to push it far enough till you just touch it. And then, you know, come back down. The problem's holding you back. The problem's the weights. They're holding you back. They're pulling you back. And just act like your goals are, once you get to the top of the press, that's when you reached them. He's like, and just do that. Focus on it, you know?
Yep.
And you guys gotta, you know.
You just gotta do it, man.
You just gotta get obsessed, man. You just gotta get obsessed with being free. Because it's like, honestly, I kept, you know, praying and shit like that. Like, oh, hopefully I have this off. Hopefully it's not as bad. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah, you could.
I'm gonna be thankful that it's not as bad. But I need to work on it.
Yeah, you know? You so could pray for it all live long day. You could ask for Santa Claus for the goddamn stuff. But, you know, it's at the end of the day, Santa could only do so much, bro. You know, you just gotta get up and freaking do it.
You know, like when I'm praying, it's like God will only answer my prayers if I'm doing something towards it, right? So instead of just twiddling my fucking thumbs on my phone, doing fuck all, right?
Yeah.
Going on Instagram to look at the same meme 100,000 times, posted by 100,000 different accounts that all post the same shit. I'm like, you know what? How about I just start reading Relentless? Just start. You know
what I'm saying? Shameless plug. Like,
yeah, exactly. You know, start getting.
Yeah.
Start getting. I'm not sponsored by them, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, why don't I do something productive for once, or why don't I, yeah, I you, like, know, you know, start what? This?
How about when I'm waiting? How about I work on my business, right? And you gotta self improve too to work on your business. So I was like, okay, you know, while I'm waiting to figure out if I need to go or not to my day job, just start doing something to self-improve, right? And then boom,
yeah,
the rest of my day was freed up. Oh shit, you kidding me? So I get to read this
again, or I got to work on this, or I got to get to read this,
and I can like work on my thumbnails and check that, and work on my business.
Do things that you actually like.
Action. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You prayed. You prayed for it, and then you were thankful that God blessed you with it. And then you took an action, and God's like, okay, that's proof that you're not just going to sit here all day and do fuck all so that I can actually free up the schedule for you. You know what I'm saying?
And that just goes down.
That's what I needed you to show me in order for me to grant that, you know, grant that prayer, answer that prayer. That's what you needed to show me, that you were actually going to do it instead of just sitting around and do nothing or wasting your time like you always do.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that's changed. So
let's kind of wrap it up.
What I want to leave you guys with, you know, that ending message right there, you know, just take a step every day, man. I promise you, even in a few days, I literally talked to Rogelio like 2 days ago. Like, literally, it's been a few days, and I feel dramatically better, and that's what I want to leave you guys with. Just take a step, man. Just take a step.
Yep.
Don't make it a huge one. If it is, take it. If you need baby steps, take them, man, but just do it. So thank you guys so much for listening to us and, you know, coming visiting the podcast. We're really grateful for you guys. Really grateful to provide this amount of value for you guys. Again, thank you for listening to the book recommendation. thank you for taking your first steps towards bettering yourself, man. We deeply appreciate you guys. You know, if you want to spread the message, try and, you know, get your homeboys, get your family, get whoever you need. Go ahead. Feel free to share us if you guys want, you know, support us. And we'll get merch to you ASAP, man.
Yeah.
We're working on that, man. We're working on it. Preston, give us a little bit of time.
Yeah. Preston, go ahead and give him your IG for the one time so because he can get some followers.
My IG is Dotranix, Dotranix, all lowercase. So go ahead and check that out, man, if you like that. You know, obviously, go check out Rogelio, man. He'd be posting some bomb shit, you know. He'd be on the low, you know, because he'd be working on, you know, his nose in the book and everything. He's studying. But seriously, man, when he posts, it's good. I'll tell you that.
I mean, hey, Press, I mean, dude, we're gonna do it, dude. I don't know how. I don't know when. But when that 20-year Silver Creek comes around, the reunion, we're going to pull up in Lambos and Rolls Royce and our freaking chauffeur and everything.
I'm going to be financially, like, set, taking care of myself fully within the next few months, man. Like, I just got to be on my ass about that, you know what I'm saying?
Few months, let's go. Few months,
yeah,
few months.
I can't. Yeah,
dude,
I don't know
you're how sick and you're sick and tired of it, and you just, you know, you got to find another way out.
Again, thank you for letting me host this time. I really appreciate it. We had a great discussion, man. I'm glad I can be around, you know, people like you and stuff like that, build these connections. We're going to go places, guys. Stick with us. Come on. Let's all do this journey together. Have a great night. Share it if you feel like people need to hear this. And just work on yourself, man. Take a step. God bless. Love you guys all.
Take it easy, guys. Catch you guys in the next one.